Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome back to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, we get our first real look at the Nintendo Switch 2 and give you all the details. Cult of the Lamb composer River Boy has sadly passed away this week, and Sum 4 Studios announces their next game. Here's news for Sunday, 6th of April. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The biggest news of the week, of course, was the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct, where we finally got a better look at the console and upcoming games. So let's break it all down. The screen itself is LCD, supports HDR, and has resolutions of 1080p and up to 120 frames per second, which is something many people are stoked about. It'll finally have decent storage space and 4K support when it's docked, which I'm quite pumped about. Having a 4K TV and playing Switch on it, it's just good to know that it'll be able to actually, you know, live up to my TV's expectations. People totally called the mouse feature functionality from the very first trailer, and the Direct showed off some games using that feature too. But, you know, we'll see how many games actually utilize it moving forward.
The mysterious C button on the Joy-Con turned out to be Game Chat, which is essentially Discord or Zoom. You can join in a call with your friends, all play the same game together, stream your games to each other, or just hang out and play different games. As part of that, Nintendo announced a camera that you can plug into your Switch so friends can actually see you as you're playing your games and also have your face appear in some of the games you're playing. Honestly, that announcement took me back to the early 2000s iToy era.
Yeah, people, including myself, are a little skeptical on that. Not sure what the video quality would be like streaming with multiple people and having the microphone so far away if you're playing it docked. And the quality that is showed in the Direct is really, really low and, you know, stuttering. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm not sure why they didn't go back to the drawing board or maybe hold off on that one. They are, however, bringing back the ability to share games locally with friends, similar to how we used to be able to do on the DS, so that's cool. A bunch of games are getting an upgrade, like both Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, but you'll need to buy the Switch 2 edition or pay extra if you already own the games, because, of course, it's Nintendo. They'll also be sold separately as new cartridges.
Some of the new games that were announced included Mario Kart World. It's more open world, so think of the Horizon series on Xbox. So I guess where we're going, we don't really need roads anymore. You also do get to drive the kart as Moo Moo the cow character, so that's cool, I guess. Donkey Kong is getting a new game that blends 2D and 3D called Donkey Kong Bonanza, which looks really great. Kirby Air Riders is back, a game we haven't seen for 20-odd years, helmed by Masahiro Sakurai of Smash Bros. Fame. And finally, Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment by Koei Tecmo continues the fighting spin-off, and it's set before Tears of the Kingdom.
Third-party game The Duskblood is the legally distinct Not Bloodborne 2. It's FromSoft's way of almost giving you what you want. This time, it's PvPvE. Although, as always, people were quick to point out annoyances. For one thing, the console is $700 Australian or $450 US, and most of the Switch 2 games are $110 Australian or more. So it is getting up there on the pricey side of things. Luckily, everything else has gotten cheaper, right, in the world. The tutorial game Welcome Tour isn't free, which is crazy. You have to pay to learn about the Switch. It kind of like started looking like it was going to be an Astrobot style game, you know, like a game set within the console that it's on. But then no, it just turns out it's basically a console guide that you would usually get a physical handbook for, and you have to pay for it. It doesn't look fun at all. I don't know. This one seemed crazy to me. And finally, the storage size still might not be enough, considering Cyberpunk 2077, which is going to come out on the Switch, would take up 25% of the internal storage, and it needs a newer type of micro SD card you probably don't already have. So yeah, some few annoying things in there, along with some great announcements. The console is launching on June 5th, which is incredibly soon. There were a stack more included in the Direct, so you can learn all about that in our show notes.
Some incredibly sad news this week. Nara Ryan Johnson, aka Riverboy, the composer and sound designer of Cult of the Lamb, has passed away. Posted to the Massive Monster socials this week, the team shared their heartbreak about the loss of their friend and collaborator. Johnson, who before working in games had a career as an electronic musician, was much loved in the indie scene.
The Cult of the Lamb soundtrack will go down as one of the most iconic indie game scores ever. Riverboy will always be remembered for crafting incredible loops. If you want to learn more and pay tribute to Riverboy, you can head back to the Lightmap podcast feed. Gianni spoke to him a bit more than a year ago now, and people are gathering there to show their thoughts in the comments on YouTube. Vale, mate.
The rumour mill is spinning as a new Square Enix page fuels the Final Fantasy IX remake theories. The new website page is dedicated to the 25th anniversary for the game and features figures, plushies, music, and heaps more. It's the latest in a long line of references to Final Fantasy IX. So years ago, we heard the announcement of an animated series, and then in 2021, there was the NVIDIA leak, which since then we have seen some of the games as part of that leak become reality.
The anniversary isn't until July 7th, but Oblivion Remake leaker Nate the Hate said we're getting closer to an announcement or release. Bloomberg's Jason Schreier also said that the Final Fantasy Tactics remaster is still being worked on, a rumor that's very similar to Final Fantasy IX. Maybe it's a hint, or maybe they're just celebrating an anniversary. I guess we'll find out. This week, the team behind Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, announced they've got a new game on the way called Malice. Revealed on their website, Summerfall Studios shared that it'll be a roguelite deck builder where you'll play as a former priest turned demon hunter and you'll be exercising the infernal and helping the city. Summerfall Studios include ex-BioWare developers Liam Esler and David Gator, and their previous game was a cult hit.
Summerfall will be crowdfunding Malice on Kickstarter in a few weeks, and according to their website, they're hoping to have a full 1.0 version of the game ready for backers within 6 months. That's quite an ambitious goal, so we'll see how they go.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 8th is South of Midnight. Set in a fictionalized deep south, the modern folktale takes you on a journey as you learn to weave an ancient power for combat and overcoming obstacles. That's out on Tuesday on PC and Xbox Series X and S. Check out Sifter's website for Adam's review.
Also out Tuesday is Tiny Garden. Just like the name says, you'll be growing your own pocket-sized garden inside a magical toy passed down through generations. It's a cute mix of farming, puzzles, and strategy, and it's coming to PC and Switch on the 8th.
Wanako 2 is the sequel to the indie heist game. It's been a long time between games, and this role-based thief-em-up will have you pinching riches from across the principality. Monaco was one of those very early indie hits. It's a big act to follow. Pick it up on Xbox, PC, and PlayStation on the 10th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We are throwing a bunch of our stories up on Instagram, so if you haven't visited at Sifter HQ lately, you've been missing out. Luckily though, all you need to do is give us a follow there. Head to Instagram and search for at Sifter HQ, and then you'll be in for the fun. And that applies on TikTok as well.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news on the 13th of April. See you then.
Oh.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Matt Newell, the developer of Lush Foil Photography Simulator, joins me to share about how the environments in this game were the genesis of this whole project.
It is a photography simulator, sort of inspired by my interests and the photography that I've done. At its core, it's about the environments. Like, I've really tried to just recreate a lot of places from around the world in lots of detail and tried to keep them authentic and tried to give the game a rich atmosphere. So be out there on your own, just like not have a true goal aside from get from A to B. So I think I do want to kind of promote like the enjoyment you get from just being immersed in where you are and just like wandering around.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you'd like to listen.